What would you do if a homeless man held you hostage at gunpoint, forcing you to confront your own privilege before dying before your eyes? For Michael Brock, a high-powered attorney at prestigious Washington, D.C. law firm, Drake & Sweeney, this shocking encounter becomes the catalyst for an extraordinary transformation. Through Michael's journey from corporate attorney to homeless advocate, we witness how a single traumatic event can shatter one's worldview and spark a profound moral awakening. The blood and brain matter of a desperate homeless veteran splattered across his face becomes impossible to wash away, not just physically, but from his conscience. This visceral encounter forces Michael to see what he spent years carefully avoiding, the human cost of a system that values profit over people. Michael's life changes forever when a homeless man known only as Mr. takes him and 8 colleagues hostage in a conference room. Armed with what appears to be dynamite and a gun, he forces Michael to tie up the other attorneys while maintaining an unsettling calmness. During the standoff, Mr. questions the lawyers about their incomes and charitable giving. When Michael admits to a $30 lunch, Mr. reveals he'd had free soup at a shelter. As the hostages disclose their collective earnings of about $3 million annually, Mr. expresses disgust. $3 million and not a dime for the sick and hungry? You are miserable people. The crisis ends when a police sniper shoots Mr., later identified as Devon Hardy, a Vietnam veteran, in the head. His blood splatters across Michael's face as the other hostages scramble to escape. What's particularly striking is how quickly the firm erases all evidence of the incident. The conference room is completely renovated overnight. Fresh paint, new oriental rug, even the bullet hole repaired. A corporate cover-up that mirrors how society often tries to make homelessness invisible, preferring to look away rather than confront uncomfortable truths. Michael learns from Mordecai Green at the 14th Street Legal Clinic that Hardy had been evicted from a warehouse. Investigation reveals that River Oaks, a Drake and Sweeney client, had purchased the property for a $20 million postal facility. The homeless residents weren't squatters, but legal tenants paying $100 monthly rent, entitled to proper eviction procedures. Michael discovers that Braden Chance, a firm partner, knowingly concealed this rental arrangement to fast-track the eviction. This revelation prompts Michael to steal the incriminating file, a serious ethical violation. The stakes escalate when Michael learns about Lante Burton, a homeless mother whose illegal eviction forced her and her 4 children to seek shelter in their car during a snowstorm, leading to their deaths from carbon monoxide poisoning. The tragedy starkly illustrates how legal shortcuts driven by corporate profit directly resulted in 5 preventable deaths. Michael's theft of the River Oaks file marks his transformation from corporate attorney to advocate. Though this ethical breach violates legal practice principles, it stems from a moral imperative to expose injustice and prevent harm. The consequences are severe: police raids, arrest for grand larceny, and public exposure. Judge Kisner presents him 2 options: return the file for a misdemeanor charge or face potential jail time and disbarment. This forces us to examine whether breaking the law to expose wrongdoing is justified, and if attorney-client privilege remains defensible when concealing deadly actions. Michael's transformation culminates in court, where he acknowledges his ethical violation while defending the public's right to know concealed information. The outcome? A 9-month suspension with permission to work at the clinic as a social worker strikes a balance between upholding professional standards and recognizing moral courage. This compromise allows Michael to continue community outreach while serving his punishment. Through Michael's immersion in street law, we meet people whose stories challenge stereotypes about homelessness. Ruby lives in her car, battling crack addiction while maintaining fierce love for her son Terrence, who was taken by social services. After jail time for drug dealing, they lived on the streets while she turned to begging and prostitution to keep her son fed and in school. Ruby's cycle of progress and relapse, vanishing after 3 nights in a motel Michael paid for, shows addiction's grip and the challenges of intervention. Ontario, a young shelter resident, simply states, "We live in a car." His mother, Lante Burton, struggles to keep her four children together despite homelessness. Their deaths from carbon monoxide poisoning become the catalyst for the lawsuit against Drake and Sweeney. Before eviction, Lante had found hope at a shelter, getting clean and finding work. These stories transform statistics into human beings, people with dreams, flaws, and dignity navigating impossible circumstances. After visiting Mordecai Green's shabby legal clinic, a stark contrast to Drake and Sweeney's marble and mahogany, Michael questions his path. "I helped clients swallow competitors to add zeros to their bottom line, while Mordecai helped people find food and shelter." This crisis of purpose strains his relationships. His father responds with pragmatic concern about throwing away a promising career, while his brother Warner boasts about future millions, asking how Michael could survive on a public interest lawyer's salary. Michael's response, "I've lost my love for money, it's the curse of the devil," marks his break from his former values. Michael's transformation unfolds through his gradual immersion in street law, from awkward volunteer sessions at shelters to confidently handling homeless clients. Though he now earns far less and lives modestly in an attic apartment, he finds a fulfillment that eluded him in his previous life. The lawsuit against River Oaks, Drake and Sweeney, and Tag Centers on whether Lante Burton and her children were legal tenants deserving proper eviction procedures, protections that could have prevented their deaths in the winter cold. Mordecai Green builds his case on both evidence and emotion. Documentation proves warehouse residents paid rent, making the eviction illegal, while his negotiations highlight Lante and her children's tragic final hours in the snowstorm. The $5 million settlement includes $2 million upfront for legal fees and heirs, with $3 million over 10 years. 15 other evictees received $25,000 each, modest sums compared to the firm's annual billing, highlighting systemic inequities. Michael finds fulfillment in his new life. Though he's left his marriage and prestigious career, his work at the legal clinic brings purpose. The Burton case's $500,000 legal fees ensure the clinic's future operations. His relationship with Megan, who runs a homeless women's shelter, brings personal joy. Their beach house weekend with Ruby, who's entering detox, marks fresh starts. The story ends with Michael and Megan sharing a peaceful moment on a porch swing in the rain. Michael's transformation reveals how living one's values leads to true fulfillment, challenging readers to confront their own privilege and see those society often overlooks.